Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. BJP poised to form government in Delhi after 27 years. Unseats Aam Aadmi Party. Congress fails to win any seat again. AAP stalwarts Arvind Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia on verge of losing. BJP's Parvesh Sahib Singh, Tarvinder Singh Marwa, Satish Upadhyay, Kapil Mishra take unassailable lead. BJP wins 8 seats and is leading in 40 others. Aam Aadmi Party bags 8 seats and ahead in 14 constituencies. BJP leads in by-election in Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh, while DMK ahead in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. In Bangladesh, violent clashes erupt as mob attempts to vandalize former Awami League minister's house in Ghazipur. And in Indian Super League football today, Hyderabad to clash with Mohammedan SC in Hyderabad, while East Bengal to lock horns with Chennaiyan in Kolkata. BJP is poised to form the government in Delhi after 27 years. It has unseated Aam Aadmi Party from power in the national capital. Results have been declared for 16 seats for the 70-member Delhi NCT Assembly election. BJP has won 8 seats and is leading in 40 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party has won 8 seats and is leading on 14 seats. Third contender Congress has been wiped out. In by-election for Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh, BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan is leading. Counting of votes for by-election in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu is in progress. Chandra Kumar, VC of Dravida Munnetra Karagam, is leading on the seat. Now, details about Delhi Assembly election results and trends. For the BJP, Rekha Gupta has won the Shalimar Bagh constituency, Manjinder Singh Sirsa in Rajouri Garden, Tilak Ram Gupta in Trinagar, Umang Bajaj from Rajinder Nagar, Ravi Negi from Patparganj, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhi Nagar and Chandan Kumar Chaudhary in Sangam Vihar constituency. For the AAP, Virender Singh Kadian has won the Delhi Cant constituency. Kuldeep Kumar has taken the Kondli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilaknagar seat, Imran Hussain in Balimaran, Sahiram from Toghlakabad, Mukesh Kumar Ahlawat has won the Sultanpur Majra constituency, Gopal Rai in Babarpur and Punardeep Singh Sahni in Chandni Chowk. AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal and Congress's Sandeep Dixit are trailing in New Delhi constituency to their nearest BJP candidate Parvesh Sahib Singh. Other prominent AAP leaders who are trailing include former Deputy CM Manish Sisodia, Somnath Bharti and Awadh Ojha. Sisodia is trailing behind Tarvinder Singh Marwa of BJP in Jangpura constituency. We now go over to our correspondent Ishwak Shah for more updates. Ishwak, looking at the latest trends, what is your analysis?
Yes, Valsa, as you already mentioned, and going by the trend, the Bharatiya Janata Party is all set for a landslide victory in the national capital. As the official figures as of now suggest that the party is either won or leading on almost 48 seats, and about the AAP, they are leading on 22 seats. Since the beginning of this election, it was AAP versus BJP fight. And interestingly, if we see the trends, there is no party in between. It is either AAP or either BJP. So no party seems to be in between. Until noon, as we followed the trends, the competition was neck to neck. But post noon, the results, the trends have twisted towards BJP's favor. And as of now, and as the day goes by, as the counting comes to end, it seems that BJP is set to form the government. And also, it would be a maiden setback for AAP. As for Congress, like the past two assembly elections, the performance is still dismal. And the only positive for this party is that its vote share has raised slightly.
Right. Ishwak, what is the result like for the stalwarts?
It is a disappointment, and it's a setback for Aam Aadmi Party. As you know, that BJP's Parvesh Verma has emerged as a giant killer. He has taken a decisive lead over the former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal from New Delhi seat. Manish Sisodia, the former Deputy Chief Minister of the party, he has also conceded defeat while talking to media at outside the Assembly Kanashwansi, this counting center. Other party leaders, AAP leaders like Saurabh Bhardwaj, Satyendra Jain, they are also trailing with big margins. As contrary to it, the BJP leaders like Vijendra Gupta, who is also the leader of opposition, Kapil Mishra, Shikha Roy, and most others are decisively striding towards victory in their respective constituency.
Right, Ishwak, thank you for bringing us all those details. And now we are now joined by our correspondent Adarsh, who is present at the Delhi BJP office. Adarsh, it seems BJP is heading towards massive victory in Delhi. What is the atmosphere there in the BJP office?
Hello, Valsa. I am currently at the BJP Delhi office, and it is almost certain that BJP will come to power in Delhi for the first time in 27 years. It is also expected that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive at the BJP headquarters this evening to address the gathering. Speaking about the celebrations here, so the celebrations have only become more and more elaborate as the victory has solidified for the party. They are bursting crackers, distributing sweets, playing music through orchestra, and this feeling of festivity is not just amongst the party workers. Several key party heads have also come at the venue, including BJP Delhi President Virendra Sachdeva and Union Minister Harsh Malhotra. And they have congratulated the party workers, people of Delhi, and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi them through this victory.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Adarsh, for updating us from the ground. And now senior BJP leader Bijayant Jay Panda has said the biggest reason for his party's victory is the guarantee of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He told media that people believe that the promises made in the BJP manifesto will be fulfilled. He said people wanted change in Delhi for its development.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के जो गारंटी है कि बीजेपी के संकल्प पत्र में वादे पूरे होंगे इस पर लोगों का अटूट विश्वास है और यही सबसे बड़ा कारण है कि हम जीत के आए और जो आपदा थोपा हुआ था दिल्ली पर पिछले 12 साल जिस प्रकार के भ्रष्टाचार विकास का नाम ही नहीं था इसको लोग बदलना चाहते थे
BJP candidate from New Delhi Assembly constituency Parvesh Verma said BJP government will bring Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to Delhi.
एक बार फिर से धन्यवाद करता हूँ और ये जीत ये प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी की जीत है ये सभी दिल्लीवासियों की जीत.
Reacting on the trends, Congress senior leader Priyanka Gandhi said people voted for change in the Delhi Assembly polls. She said the Congress will introspect about the results.
People wanted change. They were fed up of the way things were and they wanted change. I suppose they have voted for change. My congratulations to all those who have won. And for the rest of us, it just means we have to work harder and we have to stay there, be on the ground and be responsive to the people's issues.
AAP candidate from Jangpura constituency Manish Sisodia has conceded defeat. He said the party workers fought well.
जंगपुरा विधानसभा के लोगों ने भी बहुत प्यार मोहब्बत सम्मान दिया लेकिन लगभग लगभग 600 वोट से उसमें हम पीछे रह गए तो मैं जो कैंडिडेट जीते हैं उनको बधाई देता हूं और उम्मीद करता हूं कि जंगपुरा की समस्याओं को वो हल करेंगे जंगपुरा के लोगों की जितनी भी चीजें हैं उनको हल करेंगे चूक तो आपको बताएंगे एनालिसिस करके.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Delhiites have shown that the public cannot be misled by repeated false promises. Reacting to the Delhi Assembly poll results, Mr. Shah said the public has responded to the dirty Yamuna, dirty drinking water, broken roads, overflowing sewers and liquor shops open in every street with their votes. He congratulated all the workers of the BJP on the party's grand victory in Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the BJP's landslide victory in the Delhi Assembly elections is a victory of faith in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the policies of the BJP. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. In Bangladesh, at least 14 people, almost all belonging to the mobs out to vandalize and destroy all signs of the Awami League, were injured as they came under attack in Ghazipur on Friday night. Awami League cadres ambushed the mobs' attempt to vandalize the residence of former Liberation War Affairs Minister Muzammal Haq. Later, army personnel arrived at the scene, rescued the injured and sent them for emergency treatment at a hospital. This is the first time in the last 3 days the mob faced resistance from local people and cadres of Sheikh Hasina's party. The United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, under Department of Labor, yesterday reported that the unemployment rate edged down to 4% in January, the lowest since May 2024. Major unemployment decline was observed in the mining, quarrying and oil and gas extraction industry. However, job gains occurred in healthcare, retail trade and social assistance. The report also revealed 55 lakh people are currently not in the labor force who want a job. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj. Several prominent personalities are taking a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. Our correspondent reports that President Draupadi Murmu will be visiting Mahakumbh in the coming days. A report.
Even after the three Amrit Snan on Makar Sankranti, Mauni Amavasya and Basant Panchami in Mahakumbh, the enthusiasm of devotees remains unwavering. Prominent personalities from politics, cinema and sports are also visiting to take holy dip. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Bollywood celebrities like Anupam Kher, Hema Malini and Rajkumar Rao, famous sports personalities like former cricketer Suresh Raina, boxing champion Vijendra Singh and Mary Kom, badminton star and Olympic medalist Saina Nehwal also took the sacred dip at the Holi Sangam. President Draupadi Murmu is also likely to visit Prayagraj on Monday to participate in the sacred ritual at Triveni Sangam. The Mahakumbh, which began on 13th January, will continue till 26th February. With 18 days still remaining in the grand event, it is expected that the number of devotees taking holy dip will exceed 50 crore. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
In the Indian Super League ISL football, Hyderabad FC will host Mohammedan SC at the GMC Balyogi Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 5 p.m. In another match of the day, Chennai FC will take on East Bengal FC at the Vivekanand Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata. The match will kick off at 7:30 p.m. The 2025 Freestyle Chess Grand Slam kicked off at Waisenhaus in Baltic Coast, Germany yesterday. After round 5, Fabiano Caruana is leading the points table with 4.5 points, followed by Javokhir Sindarov. Indian Grandmaster Digo Kesh is on the 6th spot with just 2 points. With 4 more rounds remaining to be played, the top 8 players will qualify for the knockout section. Now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP poised to form government in Delhi after 27 years. Unseats Aam Aadmi Party. Congress fails to win any seat again. AAP stalwarts Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia on the verge of losing. BJP's Parvesh Sahib Singh, Tarvinder Singh Marwa, Satish Upadhyay, Kapil Mishra take unassailable lead. BJP wins 9 seats and is leading in 39 others. Aam Aadmi Party bags 9 seats and ahead in 13 constituencies. BJP leads in by-election in Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh, while DMK ahead in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. In Bangladesh, violent clashes erupt as mob attempts to vandalize former Awami League minister's house in Ghazipur. And in Indian Super League football today, Hyderabad to clash with Mohammedan SC in Hyderabad, while East Bengal to lock horns with Chennai in Kolkata. And with that, we end the midday news.